Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering a speech to the nation from the Oval Office, saying it's time to pass the torch as he gives up his 2024 reelection bid in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris, who still has not decided on a vice presidential candidate.
Harris will have to choose a running mate, and she will have to do it fast. Sources tell ABC News she is considering a pool about roughly a dozen Democrats. That includes Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and also Arizona Senator Mark Kelly.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The U.S. economy accelerated in the last quarter at a 2.8% annual rate. Consumers and businesses helped drive the numbers despite pressure from those high interest rates. For more than 50 years, Southwest Airlines has not had assigned seats. You line up at the airport and pick your own seat when you get on board. Well, now the airline says it's ending that tradition because more passengers have been asking for it. Southwest also offering red-eye flights for the very first time ever, beginning in February. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a new bill to cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would also extend the out-of-pocket savings seniors on Medicare will see next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. Rainy weather and large factory farms are a potentially deadly combination. That's according to Chrissy Kasserman, who monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
The answer is to move toward a more sustainable form of agriculture that doesn't involve confining large numbers of animals and their manure in one very small space.
She says large amounts of animal waste make flash floods an even greater public health and safety risk. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Amazon will soon break ground on its new Cottage Grove facility. It'll be just north of the Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Highway. The pandemic delayed the project by about 2 years. So last week, the village board had to go back and adjust the terms just because the timeline had changed. Village Administrator Mac Easy told the State Journal its impact will be unprecedented in Cottage Grove. The warehouse will create 1,500 jobs. Amazon will break ground in September. And Wheel and Sprocket is closing its Fitchburg store. The Wisconsin-based company has 11 locations, mostly near Milwaukee. The one in Fitchburg just opened 2 years ago in the middle of the pandemic bike boom, but that boom ended. Wheel and Sprocket has another location on University. That one will stay open. And meanwhile, Monona is getting a new coffee shop and cafe. Ancora announced its fourth location will be off Monona Drive. It'll also be the company's first drive-through. It's set to open this fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth-inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great. But, you know, our bullpen was our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better to be a Super Bowl defense. We want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon, a fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57, tomorrow sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online, go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with the Max Inc. preview,
and he'll be talking about our appearance at Atwood Fest.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
For the next 6 months, I'll be focused on doing my job as president. That means I'll continue to lower costs for hardworking families, grow our economy. I'll keep defending our personal freedoms and our civil rights, from the right to vote to the right to choose. I'll keep calling out hate and extremism. Make it clear there is no place in America for political violence or any violence ever, period.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just thought, I know it's irritating, but let's just play compare and contrast.
Okay.
Insane asylums. You know, they go crazy when I say the late, great Hannibal Lecter.
Shut up.
They say, why would he mention Hannibal Lecter? He must be cognitively in trouble.
Yes.
No. These are real stories. Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lamb. He's a lovely man. He wants to have you for dinner. He'd like to have you for dinner.
We heard the joke in the movie. Oh, my God.
You know he saw that a few months ago, loved it, and can't stop talking about it. That's what happened.
Then he went on to talk about how Kamala Harris hates Jews,
yep.
Which I'm sure came as quite a shock to her husband. But
okay. Now what she's doing is she's running away from Israel. She refuses to go to Bibi Netanyahu is in Washington. She refuses
good.
To be there. Even if you're against Israel or you're against Jewish people, show up and listen to the concept. But she's totally against the Jewish people.
You can be against the far-right government Bibi Netanyahu.
Netanyahu's a crook who belongs in prison just like Donald Trump.
That doesn't make you against Israel or the Jewish people.
I was in my car when I was listening to Netanyahu's speech, and I actually yelled you at the radio, so you know.
Okay.
When he's praising Trump or whatever. It just reminded me he's the worst deal maker ever. Because when he talked about, you know, moving the embassy and, you know, Israel's the, or Jerusalem's the undivided capital. Well, you know what that means? It means no two-state solution ever.
Yep.
And Donald Trump did that without getting any concessions at all from Netanyahu that might lead to a two-state solution and stop the building the settlements. And I don't even get me. What? Why did I get started on this?
Right,
if I
want
to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. I love all our regular guests. We're like, wow, a little different from last week.
Yeah.
What's happened in a week? Yeah. What are your thoughts? We haven't talked. We haven't talked since the political earthquakes.
We landed at John F. Kennedy Airport on Monday morning early, and I turned my phone back on to find out right then, as we were taxiing down the runway, that this extraordinary thing was happening. And I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, this is now a turning point, the likes of which politically we have never seen.
Yep.
I don't remember ever seeing like this.
We talked about
like despair and like crawling to some kind of finish line, praying for something that could not have happened, actually. Yeah.
Bob Sisco, speaking of planes, just said that. It's like being in turbulence and thinking you're going to crash, and suddenly you land.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, everything's fine.
The clouds, the sun came through. It was, I don't know what stupid metaphor to use, although I will not use Hannibal Lecter. But I'll use the other example. But, no, it's amazing. And what's even more amazing, Steph, is in a minute, the money is pouring in. Youth are signing up to vote for the man.
Record numbers.
The black community is coming out in droves to help drive this thing to the finish. And meanwhile, the man is babbling, Donald Trump. He's a babbling moron. It's the contrast. You know, you talk about the contrast.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing such a contrast.
I know.
You know, it's, you know, well, Al Gore and George Bush, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all, what a shame. That was a disaster, unfortunately. But there was nothing that could have predicted this level of contrast.
Well, now, speaking, I don't know why you have me on the plane analogy, Matt. Did you see Almost Famous when the plane almost crashes? Everybody's confessing everything. It's like, okay. And then the plane lands. But I mean, I think those of us, you know, that know a little political history, we're like, oh my God, this has been historically suicidal to switch candidates this late. The Democrats always lose. But as you and I said, we are in a moment in history we have never been at before, and it is a perfect storm of fear of Donald Trump, fascism, a second, you know, Trump Project 2025 presidency, combined with let's win one for the Gipper, for Joe, for the love for Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris being a legitimately, uniquely gifted and inspiring candidate. You can't, it's post-Roe. So you can't make Hillary comparisons. I mean, you know.
You know, and actually, I want to say something about this issue of calling Trump a fascist. Regular fascists have been very offended to be associated with.
I apologize. With
the
regular fascist.
You know, it's like he's not just he's a moron fascist. I guess are there categories? I mean, this.
Yes, moron fascist.
You know, you don't have to be an idiot to be a fascist. We still wouldn't like you. But you're an idiot on top of being, and you're babbling.
Since the RNC, babbling. His new name is Maxipad Mussolini. Okay. By the way, got to get your take as a doctor on what everybody is talking about. Bob tweets, Chris Ray, not sure if Trump caught a bullet or shrapnel. Sure sounds like the FBI wasn't privy to the ER report, if there was one. And Adam tweeted, by the grace of God, Donald Trump's ear grew back. God doesn't care about his age or his health or his inability to grow his ear back. Or maybe Donald Trump is just a liar. I mean, but here we are once again. There has never been an assassination attempt or assassinate where there is no medical information released from any, right?
He's like a gecko. He loses a body part, he grows it back.
It was like a gecko tail.
Yeah.
In fact, it would have been interesting to have an actual gecko tail coming out of his ear because there was a genetic mishap. But, you know.
I mean, Trump and he both said, oh, I blew half my ear off. Oh, I took a bullet for democracy. You know that's what the stupid giant Kotex on his ear was about. He didn't even get the doctor. Finally, they probably told him to shut up finally. But he did say on CBS that he didn't even need stitches.
Yeah, he didn't even need stitches, and his ear was blown off. That's pretty cute. That's a hell of a trick, you know. And I think the whole reality of what is going on with Donald Trump is a big, freaking, incomprehensible joke. And nobody gets the joke. And, you know, he keeps babbling about, you know, sharks and electrocution and Hannibal Lecter. And his ear being blown off, and he's a hero. And he stands up with this fight. And by the way, that's not to excuse the Secret Service.
No, it's not.
A horrendous failure of their primary responsibility, to protect somebody who's running for president.
Yeah. Nobody of good faith wanted this to happen.
Crazy.
Nobody.
Pretty crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but anyway.
Anyway.
What a time.
But yeah. To your point, though, Doc, just because, you know, you're a doctor, you like, you know, statistics, facts, things like that. Vote.org just announced a nearly 700% increase in daily voter registrations, more than 38,500 new registrations in the 48-hour period following President Biden's announcement. This figure marks the single largest number of voter registrations over a 48-hour period during the 2024 cycle. Voters between 18 and 34, to your point, accounted for 83% of the new registrations.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. And I don't see this juggernaut stopping anytime soon either. You know, I think this is, you know, the more they listen to the contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, the more the choice becomes crystal clear. Now what I'd like to happen, Stephanie, is the following. Bobby Kennedy Jr. needs to go find himself a nice cave. He can furnish it as well as he wants and live there with Cheryl and just live happily ever after. But get the hell out of the way and get out of this contest.
Well, and this latest story was not surprising that he tried to get a role in the future Trump administration in exchange for an endorsement. How craven, you know, and just opportunistic it's, and unpatriotic, frankly.
It is terrible. And, you know, we used to say when he first got into this with his stupidity that his deceased ancestors would be rolling over in their grave. I don't know what they're doing now. They've left their grave entirely.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
I chatted. I just buried my mom a couple weeks ago in Arlington, and my dad's buried right next to Bobby Kennedy. So I did have a little chat with him.
Oh, but good. How'd that go?
Well, that...
I'm a Catholic girl, so it might have been a little sacrilegious what I said. But it was a strongly worded prayer to him to do something.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Lunatic son. Okay. You tweeted, J.D. Vance, if our Democratic allies in Europe and around the world were already worried about destabilizing impact of a grossly unfit Trump returning to the White House, the possibility of a shallow, dangerously inexperienced J.D. Vance as VP would be truly inconceivable. I mean... The only thing I'm enjoying is the unbelievable buyer's remorse they're having already and the actual data showing him dragging the Trump ticket down even further. It's just a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. You know, they were touting how professional Trump's new campaign team was.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that was yesterday. Today, they put up J.D. Vance. And look, this is let him drag that ticket down. Good.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's, if possible, worse in some policy ways than Trump. Probably not as delusional or psychotic as Trump is, but that man is an absolute loser.
Yeah.
And, well, good. So all the more for Kamala to keep running that freight train as fast as she can. And, I'm looking forward to November now. And actually, before that, I'm looking forward to the debate.
Yeah.
I want to see the debate.
I don't know if he's going to show up for that. I mean, You know, and I agree with you, Doc. I think this is only going to gain steam. I think we're just getting started. I think there's so much pent up everything. You know, it's everything. It's all of it. You know, it's all of us in our hats turned out in the women's march that, you know, will die mad about what happened to Hillary. It is the energy of the Obama 2008 combined with this love and respect for Joe Biden combined with Roe rage from the overturning of Roe. I just think we are in a perfect political storm moment.
No question. You know, I saw on Amazon or someplace on .com, they are selling blue baseball caps that say "Make America Normal Again."
Yeah. There you go.
And I look. I think that's really kind of a key theme. It's kind of a funny meme there, but the reality is, aren't we all craving to get back to some level of normalcy where people could actually debate issues and end up actually passing something that's good for the country? This is really. In some ways, this is beyond hopeful.
Yeah, and you know, Doc, it's bigger than that. One last one. John Pavlovich said, if we fail to elect Kamala Harris in November, January 6th will not have been stopped. It will merely have been postponed. A decent nation will simply not tolerate giving the traitors a second chance. And I think that's what I mean. There's so many factors. I call her Kamala because she is going to bring karma as well as... freedom and justice.
You call it Carmela? Is that what you said?
Carmela, yeah, because she's going to bring all Donald Trump's karma.
Uh-huh.
Carmela.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I'm ready for Camelot. Okay. See, Camelot, get it? Okay.
Hi, guys.
All right. That was a Kennedy thing again. Okay, I love you, Dr. Doom.
Thank you, Doc. Oh, it's very mutual, for God's sake.
We got to get a new name. You're not going to have any more Doom left now. You're like Dr.
Rappi. No, no, no. I always find Doom. I always find it.
That's what we love you
good
for.
Good boy. Good boy. All right. Love you.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye, Doc.
Bye, guys.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... I never thought I would enjoy drinking anything more than salty Magoteers.
Well.
Particularly since Kamala.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is the best wine, I'm telling you. I'm a wine aficionado.
I've heard.
I've never been a rosé girl. This is the best rosé. You've got to get some of this for summer. All of my friends agree this is the best rosé they've ever tasted. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. It is. We talked to Damien, the winemaker. They are based in Bordeaux, France. I threw my California wine industry under the bus in like toot sweet. Because this is, I'm telling you, this has won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup, Best Wine by Varietal, on and on. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous wine.
Yep.
And it comes, you get like six bottles, you get glasses and a beautiful case, the presentation, amazing, organically grown, hand-picked grapes, no colorings or flavorings. I can't wait to get into the reds in the fall, but you have got to try this rosé with Mama. We're going to have lots to celebrate, man. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to VS.wine. That's VS.wine. You get six bottles of this gorgeous rosé for only $98 and free delivery with the promo code Stephanie. That's 50% off with the promo code Stephanie at VS.wine. Get your Grand Rosé today.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Cause I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Cause I got to go for faith. I got to have faith, 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 faith.
Baby.
Baby.
Yeah. What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Representative Mark Pocan of the great state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Right. What I said. And Frangela, Thursdays with Frangela. What's going on? Because we're all going to Atlanta. Yep. Get those last tickets, sexyliberal.com. Oh my goodness, we've had people holding for 11 billion hours. Andy in Delaware, hello. Andy, hi.
Sorry, you caught me eating pancakes. Excuse me.
Pancakes are good.
Okay.
Oh, yum.
Thank you. And by the way, your on hold music could quite possibly induce an epileptic fit, but. I just want to say this.
A lot of complaints so far,
Andy. Okay. Would you agree that that people watch more entertainment media than they do watch stump speeches?
Yes.
I'm watching TV, and within 24 hours of Kamala announcing her candidacy, the Republicans changed the media blitz they had about immigration and Joe Biden's dementia to Kamala Harris is complicit in hiding the fact.
Right.
And it assumes that her selection or her endorsement is an admission of Joe Biden's dementia. And we need to react the way that they do. We have to take a page out of the Trump MAGA playbook and react immediately and push back against this crap.
Well, okay, first of all, Exhibit A would be Trump's cognitive decline,
right,
and him bringing it up 17 times yesterday in the... Did he? Am I right? Did he respond? Yes, he brought it up several times.
He did.
Him.
Yeah.
And then Hannibal Lecter again. Uh-huh. And yeah.
Whatever.
Right. They're trying to impeach Kamala for something, covering up something.
For covering up, yeah, Biden's illnesses or whatever.
Biden is fine. He's just recovered from COVID. Uh-huh. He actually has a real doctor that releases real medical information, unlike Trump. Okay, this part everybody was talking about.
I revere this office, but I love my country more. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think it's more important than any title. I draw strength and I find joy in working for the American people. But this sacred task of perfecting our union, it's not about me. It's about you, your families, your futures. It's about we, the people. And we can never forget that.
Oh, God. Just the whole tears. Okay, let's get in with this. LaDonna in Alabama. Hey, LaDonna.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
You about made me cry playing that clip right before I got on here. But anyway, I'm so excited to talk to y'all. And we're leaving for Atlanta today, me and my husband. In fact, he's waiting for me. I've been hiding in the bathroom while I was on hold. So, but we've got front row seats.
Well,
and
I'm glad he's regular.
Package. Yeah. Well, I'm hiding in the bathroom, so he won't know. The only reason we can't leave is because I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I have a couple of questions. What is appropriate to wear Saturday night?
Wear whatever casual. You feel. Any, because you're a liberal, everything is sexy. You wear whatever you want. I'll give you. Got a big hug for you. Can't wait to see you. Drive safe.
Okay, wait.
Hubby, get out of the bathroom. Let's go. Let's get out of the show on the road to Atlanta. Mark Falcon coming up.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin congressman wants to make the Apostle Islands a national park. It would be Wisconsin's first national park. Representative Tom Tiffany's bill would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve so people could keep hunting there. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is famous for its natural beauty, cultural history, and hiking and kayaking. Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way. And it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally in West Allis. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wet June puts Wisconsin's drought in the rearview mirror. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most spots in the state received at least 6 inches of rain. That's at least 2 inches more than normal, making it Wisconsin's sixth wettest June on record. And while all that rain following a wet May crushed the drought, it also meant lots of flooding and storm damage. Some places in northwest and south central Wisconsin had 4 to 6 inches more than normal. Last year, they were dealing with drought. This year, farmers are facing oversaturated soil from too much rain. Farmer Matt Rayberg told WKOW all that moisture has caused disease on some of his soybeans. And on top of that, you know who loves all this rain? Slugs. They've taken over some areas of his crop. He even had to replant about 30% of his soybeans because those slugs just love them. He's hopeful conditions could change before it's time to harvest in a few months. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll rehash Joe Biden's speech to the nation, and we'll see if Crudy can hold his good mood all the way to the weekend. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Q.gov. That's AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. It's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, one more. President Biden last.
Great thing about America is here, kings and dictators do not rule. The people do. History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands. You just have to keep faith. Keep the faith. And remember who we are. We're the United States of America. And there's simply nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together. So let's act together. Yeah. Preserve our democracy.
Yes, we can.
God bless you all. May God protect our troops.
Oh, yeah. How many times can I cry in this election cycle? Oh, my God. Okay.
There's no crying in politics.
Okay, can I just say I love a woman with a big laugh, and I love a woman that drops an occasional F-bomb.
Oh?
And I love this Kamala Harris clip.
We have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down. Excuse my language.
Love her. Love her so much. I can't even. Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, Steph, since you don't yet have one, can I be the official DEI whore of the Stephanie Miller Show? Yes, we have an opening next to Giggling and Sweaty Church. Thanks so much for that, Damien. Okay. By the way, our brilliant friend Maya Wiley was just so great. Yes, I just have to play a little bit of this. She was on Nicole Wallace yesterday talking about just this whole Kamala race, all of it. Just give me a little bit of my Maya.
We have been cut. When she says that, we have lived that cut. We lived that cut as students at Ivy League schools. We lived that cut when we were lawyers standing in front of a judge that said, where's the lawyer? When you're standing there behind the government table as an assistant United States attorney, we know that cut. I was the only black attorney in the civil division when I was there. The only one out of 50. That, what she said, mapped to what you just heard from Aaron and the 19th has been doing excellent coverage on this. They have been telling us, and I say they because I am talking about a certain group of people, who are victimized by fairness, who are victimized by competition from the competent, and who are upset because they have for so long gotten to be mediocre and rise.
So are
and
they
those of us who have had to be better than mediocre to get cut are so many. And when we saw what happened, look, they just attacked Kamala Harris for being in a black sorority. So I wore my Delta Sigma Theta colors. Joy Reid might wear hers later. The Divine Nine, that's 4 million black votes. When you saw that $81 million in 24 hours, that was over 44,000 black women, many of them Divine Nine. The brothers got together the next night. I'm just telling you, when Aaron said galvanize, exactly right, because John's point, as a point about average voters, is true. But see, their foghorn is what's reminding folks that we are not in the America yet that lives up to its ideals. We haven't been, but we made real progress. And when they are showing us who they are, when they calling us colored, Fox News is talking about colored.
Yeah.
Sebastian Gorka called her a woman, a colored. That's language nobody uses anymore, and it's not a dog whistle.
Yeah.
It's saying we're going to go back to when you were in the back of the bus, and we're going to tell you that we're going to put government resources to ensuring that white men get protected. Well, to the extent that there's a grievance, let me tell you what the only grievance is. Anybody who says that this country shouldn't be its better angels, and that we shouldn't recognize actual qualification in a woman of color,
and that this, they have come for our vote. Yes, and I'm wearing my shirt because we at the leadership conference have a campaign called And Still I Vote, because they've also been doing everything in their power because of the Browning of America to make it harder for us to vote intentionally. Yep. So instead of trying to get our votes, which is exactly what should be happening here, instead they're trying to make white people afraid.
Yep. She's so brilliant. It just, this is not a moment, Chris. I'm telling you, it's a movement and you can feel it. These spontaneous chants of "we are not going back." Trump's team, meanwhile, is bracing for a Harris honeymoon. I got to tell you, we're not just going to have a honeymoon. We're going to have like a long, happy marriage. Trump pollster predicted Harris will see a polling bump. She already is, but he said it will pass. No. I don't believe so. Women across the convention hall yesterday stood up to applaud several times. Some live streamed it on their Facebook accounts. They cheered loudest when she spoke of abortion rights and said, "When I am president of the United States." And here's Trump on Truth Social yesterday. "Does Lion Kamala Harris think Joe Biden's fit to run the USA for the next 6 months?" It's just, people are just done with him.
Yep.
And his stupid grade school insults and negativity and hate. And it's just, so here for it.
Yep.
All right. We're going to break early because we have Representative Mark Pocan.
Yes.
I said it right.
Finally.
Okay. Coming up. And then Frangela.
Yes.
For the hour, which is very, very exciting. 40 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. That's how our houses are. They're simply safe, aren't they?
Yeah. As right? This is Simply Safe right now.
And Bonnie and Clyde. Yes. Because I worried before when I used to go on tour. Now I don't have to worry. Simply say I trust my home and my little furry family's protection. Shut up, J.D. Vance. I have a stake in America. I have two fur children. So, Simply Safe Home Security.
He has a couch.
With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of getting your alarm, can even see, speak to, and stop intruders in real time. Stop. That's what they say. Okay. No long-term contracts.
It's a little more harsh than
you
that.
Can cancel any time. Pricing is transparent and affordable at less than $1 a day. No hidden fees ever. Simply Safe voted best home security system by U.S. News and World Reports 5 years running. What are you messing around with any other company for? Get it. Protect your home this summer. 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Documenting the apocalypse. And making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Life can be stressful, right? Plus the news cycles. It's overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to those frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive moon-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, they react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's dog, Bunny and Clyde. They're as much his dogs as they are mine. Yeah. I mean, not that they're not genetically, but still, they love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend more than I'm telling you. They love their food. Yep. It is real food. That's all the movement in pet food. Because guess what, J.D. Vance? We're not childless. We have fur children. Okay, and they are, and they're not like my children. They're my children. I feed them superfoods, right. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, blueberries. All of those superfoods is what Dr. Marty's is made of. And this is why Forbes magazine called him the miracle worker. Right now, get 54% off Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world, and a free bag. It's raw. It's freeze-dried, by the way.
Stuff. Yeah.
All those flavors and nutrients packed in there, and it's not messy for you, and they love it. 54% off right now on a free pack of Cod Krispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Aw, Angie tweets, yay, we'll be in Atlanta tomorrow. This is going to be so much fun after a long and exhausting week of breaking news. Can't wait to laugh and enjoy the company of our beloved sexy liberal friends. By the way, people still recovering from Madison Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
And Representative Mark Pocan. Yay! And can I just tell you something? You got us Representative Jayapal for Seattle, who was also fantastic. And then I ran into her in Reagan Airport last week and tackled her. Yes.
Good, good. Well, hey, anyone I could convince in Congress, you know, lots of people back home love your show, and they mention when I'm on it. So everyone should get that kind of love from their district.
Aw, they do. They love you. You are such a warrior representative. And we just were talking off air here, but how proud are we of our party? How amazed and how electric. I was saying what a baller move it was for Vice President Harris to start her campaign in Milwaukee, where the Republicans just left with their hot mess. I mean, that was and saying the road to the White House goes through Wisconsin.
And talk about no bump from the Republican convention. I mean, but they had 24 hours to find a location and a time for the rally, and they still had 3,000 people show up.
Wow.
That's the excitement that we have on the ground in Wisconsin right now. And I just saw some polling this morning. Apparently, not just in Wisconsin, there's excitement. In a lot of places, a lot of states, there's excitement.
Yeah.
And this is what we needed, you know, unfairly in many ways to President Biden, but, you know, that debate people said, I don't really like either of these older men who are running for president. And while perception, I think, was becoming reality, unfortunately, for the president, who's done more than I think most presidents I can think of in my lifetime, when I look at accomplishments, he accepted that reality and put his country above his own personal ambition, which in Washington is like a flying unicorn, right? It doesn't exist. And he did that selfless act. And we still have the other guy that no one liked running, Donald Trump,
right?
And now we have Kamala Harris, and I feel like the contrast couldn't be greater. And I'm really excited about what that means for Wisconsin, especially as a purple state.
I mean, Representative, we keep calling it a perfect storm, but I think, you know, if you watch the president's speech last night, there is a huge, I keep saying, what do we call it? You know, win one for the Gipper kind of energy. On top of how fantastic a candidate Kamala Harris is and how like organic this movement feels, you know, as you were saying, it's not just showing up in polling, it's showing up in voter registration, young people, stuff, you know, just memes through the roof and TikTok. And I mean, there is genuine excitement. I also think it's pure fear about, you know, the rise of Donald, a second Donald Trump Project 2025 fascist, you know, administration in America, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, I think one of the things, we've started a task force on Trump's Project 2025, and, you know, he's trying to run away from it. Candidates in competitive congressional districts like Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd District trying to run away from it because it's just, they know how toxic what's in it. It is to average family in Wisconsin or across the country. And because of that, I think they're just really ashamed compared to our agenda, which we know people probably agree with us on 18 of the 20 top issues with Democrats. So let's go talk about those issues in the future of the country. Let Donald Trump have, you know, keep running away from as he's advancing his Project 2025. But when people find out that that power grab, that takeover of everyone's life, I mean, it's going to surveillance, you know, surveillance of women, try to decide how to make decisions about their body. When you look at getting rid of the Department of Education, going after the LGBTQI plus community, there's so much bad in there.
I keep saying that there for some reason at this moment in our history, Representative, this is why Kamala Harris is the perfect vessel. The prosecutor versus the felon, a woman after the fall of Roe.
Yes.
Right. As you and I, as gay people, I was saying, I debated Dennis Prager with her on Larry King the night I came out on CNN. So I have such a deep and longstanding affection for Kamala Harris. I remember the moment when she said, I order you to begin these marriages immediately. You know, you tweeted about her from taking on big banks and human traffickers as attorney general to representing America on the world stage as VP. She's a force to be reckoned with. I'm so excited to work with her and continue our fight for everyday Americans. I mean, it's wow, what an exciting time to be alive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just came back from a vote. They're trying to condemn the vice president for doing a poor job as the border czar. First of all, I just want to put this out because this is such misinformation. There never was a border czar position, right? It's a made-up title.
It's a Fox News
Republicans
thing.
And she was assigned, though, to help stop migration from 3 key countries where people are coming. And she got private investment to put dollars to create jobs in those. And in the migration from those 3 countries is down. So what she was assigned to do, she did well, but now they're trying to assign something else to her. And the reality is, when there was a bipartisan bill that would have put more border protections in place and done more to stop the long periods of time it takes for someone to be in this country and perhaps not to properly be here under the current asylum rules, it was Donald Trump who killed that.
Thank you.
So we've got the guy who's bad on immigration, Donald Trump, and the person who actually stopped a lot of people coming here in Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the actual causes of the immigration problem. Okay, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I wasn't sure what you were talking about. Representative, one of the reasons I love you the most, you're not only a fine American, you are a liberal helper. You tweeted, I will not be attending Netanyahu's speech to Congress. I only regret an arrest warrant for his war crimes has not yet been issued, as I would be gladly have served it to him on the House floor. See, you give and you give. But you said... You said, unfortunately, Netanyahu doesn't stand for peace in the Middle East. You also tweeted, family members of those taken by Hamas told Congress members not to be fooled by Netanyahu. He is ignoring POTUS's deal for a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Instead of attending his speech, I gave my ticket to Maya Roman, whose cousin was taken hostage. Well, all of these families walked out during the speech. Your friend and mine, Dean Obadalla, said families of hostages held in Gaza slam him for leaving ceasefire deal out of the Congress speech. That's because, like Trump, Netanyahu only cares about himself. He could have had the hostages home, but ending the war means he loses power. Representative Nadler quickly echoed that. He said, when he talks about the hostages, I don't believe he has any interest in releasing the hostages because that would mean hasten the end of the war, and that's why he keeps putting new objections to the hostage deal. I mean, this was not any kind of conciliatory speech.
Oh, it was a ridiculous political speech. He's trying to take care of things back home. But I can tell you the most powerful hour I had this week was sitting down with those families and hearing the stories about how they're so upset with what Netanyahu is doing, because as he continues to wage a war for other reasons against Palestinians in Gaza, he's not bringing the hostages home. That's not a priority of his. And for many people in Israel, that is the priority, is to get the hostages returned. You do that by agreeing to the deal that Joe Biden's put together. And, you know, while Hamas is a terrorist organization and is awful who did the attack on October 7th, Netanyahu is equally bad in many ways because of how he's continued his collective punishment of Palestinians rather than going after the people who perpetrated. And he has yet to say that he'll support the ceasefire to bring back the hostages. So listening to the family members, people from Israel, was really powerful in their condemnation of Netanyahu.
First of all, Representative, you can see why his approval rating is so low in Israel, and he knows that not only, like Trump, not only will he not win if they had an election, he will probably end up in prison where he belongs. But it's, first of all, the worst intelligence failure in their history happens on his watch, because he's too busy, you know, letting people build illegal settlements in West Bank and whatever else he's doing. But you're absolutely right. Some 40,000 dead Palestinians, hundreds of hostages still held. You can see why his approval rating's in the toilet, right?
Yeah, no, he fails as well as Donald Trump at things, no question. And my true regret is, if the International Court had been able to get an arrest warrant, I truly would have been glad to be on the House floor and serve him with it, because I think there are war crimes that have been committed. That's why they're pursuing what they have. Look, you know, I've been to the region three times. When I talk to Israelis or Palestinians, they want peace. The preferred solution has always been a two-state solution where people can coexist. But certainly right now, they're not moving very close to it.
You tweeted, Representative Tim Burchett, a conservative Republican from Tennessee, attacks Vice President Kamala Harris as a DEI hire. Mark, I don't know why. I feel like this is going to be her superpower. I'm like, keep going with these racist, sexist. Mark, you are only going to mobilize our base more, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we just got to create an app that allows them to play banjo music whenever they're saying things like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hang on. I got it here.
There we go. Yes. I think we deserve a 10% cut on any proceeds from this. But, I mean, I do not think they are winning on this issue. She was the district attorney of one of the largest cities in America, the attorney general for the state of California, a U.S. senator from the state of California, 1/6 of the population of the country, and now she's the vice president. And that's not enough for them,
right?
Because J.D. Vance wrote a book. You know, like, all I know is I am taking that video from J.D. Vance's speech at RNC, and I've recorded it so that when I can't sleep at night, I play that, because he was so boring that night at the RNC. Yeah. I use it as a sleep aid. I think my pillow guy should also market that.
And as a comedian, I'm just going to play him bombing with that Mountain Dew joke over and over again, because was just like,
that was tragic.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I think we're going to get a lot more gifts from J.D. Vance.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he's the gift that keeps on giving. Representative, by the way, just quickly, you said Democrats took on special interest, finally letting Medicare negotiate lower drug prices. We bought manufacturing jobs back home, sparked a clean energy boom. We passed a first-in-a-generation safety law to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. I mean, that's what we got to do. Just keep, you know, the president did a great job last night putting out everything he has had. I think legislative one of the most, you know, accomplished presidencies in our history, and Kamala Harris is going to carry that torch along with warriors like you.
She's been a part of those successes, and then we contrast that to Trump's Project 2025, which we have a task force in Congress trying to expose more parts of it. I'll tell you what, I learn about more bad things every day in there, and American people see it, they're not going to like it.
There you
exactly.
go. American hero. Representative Mark Pocan. Thanks, honey. See you next time.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we'll be revisiting some of Kamala's best moments versus Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr, and Jeff Sessions. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.